Let's go. Don't tell a friend. It's TIA and JBN. Let's go. You are listening to the Brandiverse Radio Show.
Hey, it's the Brandiverse Indie Podcast Radio Show. You know what time it is. Hey, I'm the JBN.
And this is your girl, TIA.
Woo! I hope everybody have a good, happy Tuesday right here for you right here. This is Talk Tuesday right here on TBOU, where we talk, interview, and do entertainment right here. Interview all the indie artists and major artists right here under one roof. Hey, right here, coming later in the show, we'll be interviewing inspirational artist T1, the gospel godfather. Godfather, yes, right, that's right. We know with his new single, Brand New G. I love it.
That's right. It is a hot track.
Yeah, it is a hot track. Yeah, that's right, T.I.A.
Very inspirational.
Yeah, it's very inspirational. And, you know, I say, you know, later we're going to go ahead and interview him in the show. But, hey, to start off the show, let's go ahead and play this song, Brand New G.
Even though I'm on TV,
talking
about my G-O-G,
the gospel godfather.
Right here on TBOU.
I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be, I'm a whole new, brand new G, can't forget where I came from, I remember how I used to be, always judging, cutting people off, anybody who would offend me. Now I know much better. I was blind, but now I see. Since the Lord came into my life, I'm a whole new, brand new G. Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G. Once weak, but now I'm strong. People asking me, yo, what's going on? What's the deal with the new transformation? New mentality and spirit concentration. A brand new me and it feels so good. Do it by myself, only he could. Took me from the back, put me to the front. Used to be last, now I'm number one. Even though I'm on TV. Talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV. Talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G,
day after day, I continue to be.
Even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be, I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be, I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G, even though I'm on TV, talking about my G-O-G, O-D, better than I used to be. I'm a whole new, brand new G.
Yeah, that's the Godfather, right here, right
here. T1, the Gospel Godfather.
Yes.
Brand new G.
Yeah. Hey, hello?
Hey.
How you doing? Are you driving?
Yeah, on my way to the prison.
Oh, okay then. All right. Well, hey. Welcome to the show. First of all, welcome to the show. the brand of us and podcast radio show, and also TBOU 24/7 radio for the listeners out there. They have their app. You're hearing it live right now. Hey, well, so let the listeners know who is T1, the Gospel Godfather, and where you from.
All right. Well, originally I'm from Flint, Michigan. However, by way of New York, I am now in Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
I'm a gospel recording artist slash producer slash radio personality slash husband, father, all the above.
That's right. So, you have done radio before, pretty much like you just said, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yes. How long, well, what made you became a gospel artist? Did you start off as a gospel artist from church for the young age, and then, or any other type of music you dab in?
No, I started out doing secular, like, you know, everybody wanted to be like, you know, the next Michael Jackson or Prince or, you know, a superstar, you know, trying to do secular music. But I grew up doing, you know, in church, so... Eventually, I started my own production company, and we had some success, you know, dealing with some major artists for, you know, a short time. But I came to a crossroads, and God was like, listen, you want to do what everybody else doing, or you want to do something different? You want to make a difference in somebody's life with your music, with the gift I've given you, or you want to keep doing what everybody else is doing? And I wanted to be different. I wanted to save some lives and make a change in people's lives. So I was a little afraid to do it. Stepped out on faith, and then I've been growing ever since then. He's been making a way for me since then.
Okay. All right.
Would you say that being an essential artist? It's very important.
Yes. You literally have the opportunity to represent the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that's a privilege. That's not, you know, something that I take lightly.
Right.
Because we are to, you know, encourage and bless the people of God with the gift they've given us, to encourage, to bring life, you know, share testimony and be transparent and encourage, you know, the next person who may be going through something or who thinks that, you know, someone may not understand what they're going through, that they can actually draw from and, you know, get that encouragement from, the inspiration from the music.
Correct.
Okay, so what would you say is your inspiration?
My inspiration is pretty much staying focused on moving forward in spite of everything, the challenges that come up with the pandemic, everything that's going on, and walking in love.
Amen.
So that's pretty much the thing that inspires me, that in spite of everything that God went through, you know, he walked in love, even to the ones who was doing them wrong. That's a whole different type of love, but, you know, what I'm trying to get there.
Right.
And I just try to encourage people to do the same thing, to let bygones be bygones. Because, you know, when you walk in unforgiveness, God won't be able to forgive you. And then you're putting yourself in a prison, a spiritual prison, that you can really get yourself out of just by you just, you know, walking in love and keeping God's commandments. Some people, you know, says easier said than done, but not really. If you're really following him and you really you love him the way you say you do.
Okay. You mentioned that you do three different types of, like, sound of music. So how did your style evolve since the beginning of your career?
There are a number of different aspects of music and genres of music. I didn't want to limit the gift that God gave me to just one genre of music.
Right.
Yes.
So I have an album is quartet hip hop, which is different. Nobody's never had time gave that one to me. I thank God for that. It's awesome. That's awesome. I'll be glad to share that sometime soon. And then right now, I have praise party music, which is like for high energy, up tempo songs for people who used to go to the clubs and, you know, have a, or like to have a good time dancing or whatever else like that.
Right.
Because we have a right to something to really look forward to dancing and celebrating, which is salvation and all the things that God's brought us through. So, you know, people like to have a good time. You know, you should be able to do that by praising the Lord at the same time. And then I have urban, like Brand New G. So, urban gospel, kind of laid back, rhythm and praise type of music. So,
I love it. It's different. I really love it. Yeah.
Thank God. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I can't thank the Father for that one. That was, I had fun right now when God was with me on that one.
Now you say that you're driving to the prison. So you work there? Are you a correctional officer or are you a counselor or what?
I'm a correctional lieutenant at a maximum security prison.
Wow. So then, you know, I'm going to ask you this question. Do you do your inspirational to the guys that's behind the walls right now?
Oh, definitely. I did a concert there for them 2 months ago. And okay. They're still talking about that. I try to do that every quarterly. I bring in other artists and we go in, we feed them physical food as well as spiritual food. And they, you know, they've been changed. They, you know, people who normally wouldn't have come, you know, they showed up and they didn't know what to expect. They really just came to see Lieutenant Price to see if, you know, what kind of music he does and what, you know.
I was gonna say that a lot of them already know that you were an artist and you could sing, or they was just wanted to see.
A little bit of both. A lot of them know that, you know, they supported me. I've been doing concerts for the prison in the state of Alabama for years.
Okay.
And you know, so we've gone and we, you know, ministered on Christmas during a hurricane came through. You know, because regardless of what goes on the outside, they still want and need the word.
That's right.
And have that escape every now and again, and just that burden to be taken off of them. You know.
Right.
Free their minds to just enjoy themselves, have a good time with concerts, food. We bought pizza in and cookies and drinks and everything. And they just, you know, they weren't even expecting that. It just came together. A few partnered with a few other Christian organizations that donated cakes and sodas. And it was standing room only.
That's what's
just like the last time. So, and, you know, they're still talking about it. They ask when the next one's coming up. I don't know. I'm trying to see where guys are going with this music thing. I'm not sure I'll even be there in the next few months, and I don't know. Either way, I'm still going to, you know, make sure I make it a point to come back and get back to those brothers that they need.
They definitely need.
I love that. Yes, that's very, yeah.
How do you say, how did you learn to write or sing? Did you, like me, say for instance, I sing too. So when I was a little girl, I just used to stand in front of the radio with whatever I had in my hand and just be humming and singing. So it was just natural with me. So how did it come about with you?
Well, you know, you always have those families that, you know, you get together, you see the Jacksons, the DeBarges and all that. You know, when I was coming up, the Jackson was pretty strong. The Bards was pretty strong. Whisper, some of the other groups that, you know, family groups, and we try to emulate those families, and it just stuck with me. Actually, I was really starting trying out to go on a path to be an NFL player. That was my plan, and you know, but the music just came in, and you know, God had a different plan. So you know,
that's true.
You know, so here I am today,
T1, that is so true, because you know, we may want to go in that direction, but God always navigate another direction. You know,
right? Exactly.
He takes you in a direction He wants you to go.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Exactly. You know.
So since since the single got dropped, Brand New G, and you say you had did some shows and everything else, have you ever collaborated with any other gospel artists or, you know?
Oh, yeah, all the time. I have a few people like Miracle Brown. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome artist. He has an awesome testimony. A few other people. I've had an opportunity to work with a few other major artists that was in the, you know, just in the industry. But I just really, you know, stay focused on the goal, and I really, I don't like doing the name dropping thing, but
yeah,
you know, so I just do music that is inspirational to the body of Christ. So I mean, that's you know, that's what I focus on.
Oh, wow. Okay, you know, to be a successful singer, you should always strive to expand your repertoire and be prepared to work long hours and travel frequently. What are a singer's responsibilities to you?
To make sure they are prepared for anything, at any given time, when an opportunity presents itself, mm-hmm. and to continue to practice your craft. Practice every day.
Yes.
And you know, and stay relevant on what's going on around you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Hey, hey, brother, T1, I know you're driving and everything else. We're going to take a short break. Can you still hang in with us?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, then. All right. Hold on for 1 second. Hey, we'll be back here on TBOU interviewing with gospel artists. The Gospel Godfather, T1. Don't go nowhere. This is
B. Sam Lott, Be Okay.
Okay.
I will be okay. I will be okay. I will be okay. I will be okay.
Life been calling me, I gotta cling my energy. I'm learning that love is a key. I'm where I'm supposed to be. Life been showing me that I can.
Oops, hey, we're back right here. Yeah, we're back right here on TBOU. The Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show and TBOU 24/7 Radio. If you got the app, go to Google Play Store and Apple Play Store and download the app. We play all the indie artists and major artists under one roof. That's right. That's
and right here on the line, we have T1, mm-hmm. the Gospel Godfather.
Yes, right now. So we had talked earlier about your inspirational and about Brand New G. You have another song out, you know, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus.
Yes.
And I love that too.
Yes.
You know, and I love that too. And tell me a little bit more about why you did that song. There's other songs like that interpreted, but what made you did it?
I remember I was doing some production for a quartet group. They came to the studio, and you know, I really wasn't into quartet music. I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. When I got down here, and you know, I liked what I heard. And when we finally finished the album, they invited me. You know, they knew I was a gospel artist to open up for them.
Oh.
So I went down there, and this is before I came up with. God gave me quartet hip hop, and I gave them everything I had. Talking about, you know, I was sweating like a Hebrew slave, you know, ministering to them, and mm-hmm. they just sat there, and they no response at all. I'm like, wow, it wasn't feeling, but when that one quartet, that first bass line dropped, and that quartet music came, they screamed like Michael Jackson just came on the stage. I'm like, what? So I felt like I was out of my element and I was limited.
Okay.
With the gift that God gave me. And I said, you know what? This will never happen again. I will, you know, I'm going to have something with somebody at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked God, give me something for this genre of music that a lot of people have, you know, either moved away from, or it's like it's a whole different community itself. Mm-hmm. Quartet music. And I wanted to be a part of it. So I said, well, give me something I can, you know, create and be a part of and you know, incorporate. And he gave me the fusion of quartet hip hop music.
Okay.
And I have a whole album done, but I only released one song. That was a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And which was Ain't Nobody Think Like Jesus. And at the time, we didn't have major distribution like we do now. So I'm going to revisit it. I'm going to, you know, try to give it what God intended to have. So,
okay.
See what happens from there.
All right, then. Okay. All right.
I absolutely love it. Love it.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you.
That's it. Do you have any videos out that you have recorded? Matter of fact, before you answer that, how many songs that have you recorded? Do you have an album?
Yes, I mean, the album, Brand New Tea, is on the forthcoming album, Life of the Party.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And the quartet hip-hop album is called Brand New.
Brand New.
And that's, I haven't released that yet, but it's already done. It's already been completed. And then the Urban Gospel, I have a number of different projects. I have a ton of songs that's going to be flowing out over the next couple of years. Stay tuned. I got a lot coming out.
Okay.
And then after you say the video, right? Did you mention the video? Are you have any videos already?
Yes. I have a video for a Brand New Tea. It just came out. Dropped the same day that the
Ricker
came out.
Okay then. I definitely check that out.
Yeah, we definitely have to check that out. Would you agree that it is very important to learn, study, and understand the music, old music, and the music history?
Yes. It's important that you know what you're getting into, because, like the word says, people perish for lack of knowledge.
Mm.
If you don't know the industry, what you're getting into, then you're subject to be stolen, things being taken from you, or you're not having given up rights that you don't even know that you're entitled to.
Mm.
And also legalities that can, you know, ruin your career before it even gets started.
Exactly.
Say that one more time.
Litigation.
Litigation, things that, you know, you may sample some songs or do some things or don't have your stuff copyrighted or infringed on someone else's copyrights. And before you even get started, you know, your career is over with, you know, them being tied up in legalities and stuff like that. It's, you know, it's important that you know what you're able to do, what you're entitled to, and what you're not entitled to do in this music industry.
Exactly. Well, hey, we're going to ask, you know, we always ask all these artists, gospel artists, rap artists, country artists, whatever. Name your top five dead or alive that you ride with right now.
Old as school, far as artists?
Yeah, artists. Old school or new school?
Let's see. I got to say, well, of course, Lecrae. Andy Mineo, it's a few new guys, but, you know, Hovey, mm-hmm. Triple E, KB, Aaron Cole.
And one more.
Grits. I mean, you know, that's the classic, you know, Grits. I mean, they were the ones that helped put us, you know, get this whole gospel rap thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're pioneers, you know, okay. They're pioneers.
Yes, they are.
Okay, before we let you go, I have one more question. What is the message that you would like to give anyone wanting to be in the music industry?
Definitely gospel music, that is.
Well, first of all, there's really no difference between secular and gospel. The people behind the gospel are the same ones that run the secular.
Yeah, right. You're right. Exactly. Yeah, you're
so, so you have to make sure that you are totally prepared and knowledgeable of everything that you're getting into, because people steal. I mean, people infringe on people's rights. People, no one is, I mean, everyone is not, even the ones that claim Jesus, they may have some practices that, you know, that speak otherwise. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure you protect yourself and know, you know, what you're getting into thoroughly before you get into it. Amen. Learn your craft. Amen. Learn your craft. Ask questions. You know, just stay on top of everything. Laws are changing all the time.
Yes. Yes.
So you got to make sure you stay on top of that, and that you don't get caught out there.
Exactly. Exactly. Tell the listeners before we let you go, because I know you got to go to work. Tell the listeners, where can they get more of the brand new G and hear more of you and everything else?
Well, it's on all streaming platforms. Please go to my YouTube and if you watch the video, and please subscribe. So subscribe, like, and subscribe, and help me take this thing to the next level. You know, the next song that we're going to be putting out on that particular project, if you're really going to like, is Up Tempo. It's I'm excited about that one as well.
Okay.
So, you know, if you could, support your brother. Support your brother.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. We will. We definitely will support you, brother, man. T1. Y'all just heard, this is T1, the Gospel Godfather, right here on TBOU, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for giving us your time. And
we
really appreciate it. It's a pleasure, man. And you know, we love your music. We're going to continue supporting your music and everything right here on TBOU, the brand of us indie podcast radio show.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed myself. Thank you for the opportunity. We appreciate everything that you guys do for us artists out here. We need you. Love y'all.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, man. Be safe, man. And after that, keep us informed when your music come out, man. And after that, we got you, bro. We play it for you, man. We support
you. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless.
This is T1, the Godfather. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Amen. Right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am T1, the Gospel Godfather. I got a few of my friends out here to help me sing this song. We're gonna take it back old school style, you know what I'm saying? Like that. I got a testimony. Goes through something like this. Hey, yo, fellas, drop.
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody love me like the Lord. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. In my life, to me, is number one. Sent his son to die for you, to die for me. Shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. Heavenly Father, thank you, cause he freed us. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus.
I love him, I love the Lord, the one who died to save my soul, whose name is more precious than silver or gold, the greatest story that ever was told. He died to set us free. I'm talking about you, I'm talking about me. Way back in the day in Calvary, it's where it all happened in history. Nobody can do me like him. The light of my life when life is dim. He washed away my life and sin. That's why I'm chasing after him. He's the reason I'm still breathing. I'm telling you once again, nobody can do me like Jesus, nah.
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus. Ain't nobody love me like the Lord. Ain't nobody do me like Jesus.
Nobody like Jesus.
My life to me is number one.
Since I
to die for you.
For you and me.
Shed blood on the cross at Calvary.
Yes, he did.
Father, thank you, cause he freed us.
Up and then my blessings come falling down, because he is my comforter whenever trouble comes around. He's the Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning. beginning and he's the end. The one who never has let me down or whom I can always hand to bend.
Yeah.
The great I am, the one who always understands. The one who cleaned me up and made me whole and made me a new man. I'm gonna always follow after him until the day I die. Nobody can love me like he do. No sign of that, I testify that.
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Ain't nobody love me like
love
Lord.
Me. We're about to change it up for you just a little bit. I'ma take my time. I'ma tell it another way. Go a little something like this. Check it.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
No.
Do me like Jesus.
No.
Do me like Jesus.
He's ahead of my life and controls. No doubt for him, that's how I roll. In with the new and out with the old. Renewed in my mind, renewed in my soul. Must awesome dead by heavenly father. When going through hell, he's ruling water. Prince of peace, the great provider. Ride or die, forgot I'm a rider. He's my life supply, my brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm here today to testify. He's the God who can't lie.
Nope.
Was once a heathen, but now I'm Bible believing. I'm telling you once again, nobody can do me like Jesus. No.
Ain't nobody do me like
Jesus.
Come on, Jesus. Ain't nobody love me like Lord.
Love.
Ain't nobody do me like Jesus.
Nobody do you like Jesus? Nah.
Welcome to our world of music. Music that unites people. In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. Kill the DJ and hit me with another track.
That's right. TBOU 24/7 Radio.
Hey, check out me, the JVN, on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show every Saturday weekend from 6 to 8 p.m. Hey, there's a party going on. A party going on. Yeah, a party going on.
And we are back right here. We just interviewed Mr. T1, the Gospel Godfather.
Yeah, that's
and
what's
up. And that song
up
that you just heard was Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus.
Yes, Can't Nobody Do Me Like Jesus.
You better
Amen.
Know it.
That is so true, T.I.E.
That's the right. One and only.
Yeah.
The one and only.
That's right.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Yes, this is what we do right here on TBOU, the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. And hey, if you have the app, TBOU 24/7 Radio app, you can hear us live right now. And if you miss it, quite sure, you go on all the podcasts, social media outlets, and you can check it out of the interview with T1. That's right. That was a good one.
It was.
That was a great interview. Now, hey, don't forget tomorrow we got the Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio.
Pop and Rock Out Wednesdays.
Yeah.
He will be interviewing none other than Cozy Mo Better.
That's gonna be one of those long interviews. But yeah, y'all tune in for that. And also that Thursday we have another interview with Mr. Will Preston, right? That's right. Same time from 6 to 7 right here on TBOU. Woo! So, hey, let's keep this thing going on. See if we've been, you know, doing a little bit inspirational right here.
Because,
you know, we do
let's
it all.
Let's keep it going.
You know, this is Solo with Antidote. And everybody need that antidote right now.
which is God.
Solo with Antidote. Yes, coming up next right here, we're going to be playing Life Can't Be So Funny
by Keisha.
Keisha, this is new right here on TBOU, the Brandon Buzzini Podcast Radio Show.
So talking about life, yeah. It can be so funny, like, life can be so funny, oh, yeah. Life can be so funny.
Yes, it can be. Life can be so funny. And after that, I hope you ain't funny with us right here on TBOU, the Pretty Fun City Podcast Radio Show and TBOU 24/7 Radio. That's right. Life can be so funny all around the world. You have your ups, you have your down.
And, that's true. And, but you know what? You can't give up. Don't ever give up.
Yeah, that part and everything else. But at the same time, but what TIA? What? Yes, but at the same time, you know, that's right, TIA, you can't give up, you know, I mean, you can't give up and everything else, but life could be so funny because just like T-Wan said, in this music industry and everything else, whether it's gospel music or sexual music or any type of music, you got to know about the business and know mm-hmm. the history and,
right.
you know, what direction you're going in this music and everything else. And also, you can also continue knowing TBOU, too.
Snatch you.
Yes, right. So, hey, this is Robert Owings with Don't Give Up right here on TBOU.
Baby got a situation when I ain't too proud of. Cause I've been running all around and everywhere. And baby, I sure miss your love. I know that you've been seeking someone else. And they tell me he's been good to you. Don't you give up on our love, cause he don't know you like I do. Stop going around saying, why can't I see the writings on the wall? Ooh, yeah. Cause after all we've been through, baby, our love can't take another fall. Oh, and I got one more question for you. Is there a second chance for us? Cause the best day of my life was the day that I met you. And baby, don't wanna be a fool. Baby, baby. Don't give up, don't give up. Don't give up. Oh, baby, 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 baby. Don't give up, don't give up. He can't do the things I do. So tell me what I gotta do. Oh, baby, to be next to you. Don't give up on my love. Oh, so tell me what I gotta do. Baby, to be next to you. Don't give up on my love, baby.
Don't give us, don't give up on us. That's right. And don't give up on us. TBOU. Don't give up on TBOU, the brand of us. That's right. The brand of us indie podcast radio show. Because we will play it just for you. Yes, that's right. Yes, I hope everybody tuned into the Brand of Us, and we really appreciate it. But hey, coming up next, we take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back with more good music for you. A little bit of inspirational music, you know. Keep it going right here. Ain't everybody TIA?
That's right.
Yes, I hope everybody enjoying this Tuesday evening. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to The Mountain Man on TBOU 24/7 Radio.
In your face, all over the place. We're online 24/7. 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. Ridiculous.
That's right, back to the music. I hope everyone having a good life. This is 2J Blocks. What's up, brother Zimbabwe? Keep doing your thing, dog. Don't give up. Don't give up. Yes, it's a good life right here on TBOU and way down in Zimbabwe. Let's go.
Lami funi good test mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane. Ngiyobanini saba weli good life. Lami funi good test mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wonke umuntu lana ufuna ukuphumelela. Umkhule kwesizwe sonke sifuna ukuflexa. Ichita kontali for umphefumulo. Zosala ngiphusha njengesikorokoro. Sasemncane mina mfuni nice guy. Yikapidlele plan ifake amagenge. Undibukile izingane in the building. Aziwe mo, aziwe mo. Sasemncane mina mfuni nice guy. Yikapidlele plan ifake amagenge. Undibukile izingane in the building. Aziwe mo. Kyobani nisaba wali good life. Lami funi good taste mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane. Kyobani nisaba wali good life. Lami funi good taste mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good life. Good life. Good life. Good life. Nkosen yaming genil, lovo was in jubak, sympathy casting at petting, go to bow, panget to touch my patin, pangshaya mo check to see, mina funale check as kiss, I'm sorry, sabangum de new mufuni good life is, but panakuzulu mina ngin doja, begazin and no champa chillis bangin, bangbezu puti madlis, a manlik lisum tulo wami, won't come to java min, kalagata when I pull up, so spend a matta, sing at him, my puma gate, the long tint, it doesn't mean I'm a shista all the time, girl. Kyobani nisaba weli good life. Lami funi good test mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane. Kyobani nisaba weli good life. Lami funi good test mangi life. Ngiswaphe nkohle kuthi kusasa ikhona. Mangifuke ekuseni no stress sasemncane.
That was 2J Block with good life. Some Bob, good life. Yes, that's right. Check out 2J Blocks on YouTube. Love the video, man. Go ahead and download the song. 2J Blocks, man. He's doing his thing.
Good life.
That's right. What's up? Coming up next right here on TBOU, we're going to play another song right here. Always, we're going to go ahead and play.
We're going to play Tamala Man, Help Me.
That's right. Get you a little
bit. Continue to give y'all this inspirational gospel.
Yes. Well,
We need your help, Lord.
You ever find yourself in a place that you don't know what to say? Hey, the things I depended on were gone. I realized I couldn't do it on my own. I used to want to understand your plan. Now all I want to see is your hand.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brand of Us Any Podcast, Radio Show, and TBOU 24/7 Radio. Yes, we had
a great interview with T1, the Gospel Godfather.
Yes, right here. And you know, if you miss it, go back and check that out. It was very, 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 yes, inspirational. You learn something one or two. Yes. And also, hey, don't forget, tomorrow they got Cozy Mo Better. We're going to have Cozy Mo Better
the Mountain Man will interview Cozy Mo Bett about his new single, Do You Feel Me? Yes, Do You
Feel Me? Featuring Terrell Angelo.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
And that is going to be tomorrow at 6 p.m. on Poppin' Rock Out Wednesday.
Yeah, the Mountain Man in the house. Yes, that's what's going on.
So
but
y'all
hey,
make sure y'all come in, chime in.
Listen for that. Yeah, that's going to be very, very, very interesting. Hey, but thanks again. We love you. We hope everybody have a good Tuesday night. And we want to say peace.
Love.
And
keep making
music right here on the Brand of Us Any Podcast Radio Show. I'm the JVN.
And this is TIA, TBOU 24/7 Radio. And let's play the last song.
What's that? What's that?
Unconditional Love by Raven Smith.
All right. We go ahead and do that. See ya.
Just when I thought my whole world was upside down, you came and changed my whole life around.
I thought I already had everything I need in this world. I was so young and so blind, just a silly little girl. Nobody's perfect, that's why I'm so blessed to have you. You are the reason I strive. You always love me through. I love you, you love me, you hold me, you lift me. I never let go of you. There's no love like your love. What we got is special. You got that.
You got that.
Five, four, three, two, one.